the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, one of the things that we're learning about COVID-19 is it's easily transmittable. So you can transmit it by air, by touch. So how does one protect oneself? We've heard about washing hands. We've heard about washing masks. Well, we're going to talk about some other ways that you can protect yourself. Joining me on the program today is Gary Mancini. He's Vice President of Air Purification Devices. And Gary, I want to begin our discussion today. I just got off the phone of one of my doctor clients who's in New York, right at the epicenter of this virus. And she was telling me about after she gets done with work, she goes into a special room where she changes out of her mask, her gloves, her gowns. In this room, they have UV light. So if she has anything like a purse or a carry bag or a phone or watch, it's subject to UV light. And they leave certain items there at the hospital because they don't want these doctors or nurses to go home because they've been working around COVID patients all day long and carry that virus and spread it to other people. So I want to begin with that because your company, I wonder if you would explain your company and the product it makes and what it does.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. Yes, our company, Innovative Solutions, produces an air purification product line that's called the ProGuard brand. And what our ProGuard products do is they sanitize both the air and the surfaces of indoor environments. So they're able to kill pathogens of all types, including viruses, bacteria, molds, and mildews, both in the air and on surfaces. So for example, I have the technology running here in my office. I'll also use it in my home. And it sends the sanitization out into the room. It's called an active process. It's constantly scrubbing the air and sanitizing the surfaces 24/7. So the top of my desk is sanitized, the bookcase across the room, the top of it is sanitized, and even the doorknob on the other side of the room gets sanitized.
Now, can you be in the room while this is going on?
Yes, it's totally safe for both people and animals. As I say, we run it in our home, and so it's very safe.
And how has this been impacted with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, our business has just been inundated because we are a technology that deals specifically with COVID. We have a lot of commercial installations around the world, really, and we're using it in commercial buildings, hospitals, manufacturing facilities. And so there's just been a huge demand for the product line. We're running into some supply chain issues like you hear about on the news. And so it's affecting us, but we are able to keep up. We're keeping up with demand and we're just selling a lot of product.
One of the reasons I'm having you on the program is we're going to use our technology in our office as we get ready to go back to work. We want to make sure that the surfaces and the air in our office, and then I'm also installing it in my home. So I want to begin with that. Tell us about the science and the technology. How does your air purifiers work? And have you had requests like from hospitals or medical facilities?
Yes, we are. We are installing it in hospitals and medical facilities. The way the technology works is it uses two kill mechanisms. The first is called photocatalytic oxidation, which is PCO. And that was developed by NASA about 30 years ago. They developed it for their space lab to sanitize the grow rooms in their space lab. And so it's an open technology. There are a number of companies out there. The way PCO works is it, as the air flows through our device, there's a PCO cell that has a UV light in it with a target plate that has titanium dioxide and a number of proprietary metals on it. And when the UV light shines on that target plate, it changes the molecular structure of the air and the moisture in the air and converts it into hydroxides, oxides, superoxides, really creates the simplest way of explaining it, a hydrogen peroxide plasma or vapor. So hydrogen peroxide, as we all know, is very sanitizing. We use it on cuts and wounds. So it sends that hydrogen peroxide vapor out into the room to do its work. Now, the one negative about PCO is that it has a very short half-life. So we combined another technology, which we own, called multi-cluster ionization. This is very, very high levels of both positive and negative ions. And they combine with the PCO and work synergistically together. And we have determined by a study done by a nonprofit organization called National Mold Remediation, they have determined that the synergy of those two technologies working together, we actually create more than 13 times the amount of sanitization of our nearest competitor. Both of those, and I'll just add, both of those kill mechanisms have a 99.99% kill rate on all those pathogens.
And the effectiveness of this is in the sense that we know it's spread by air. So let's say, you know, we all go back to work. Somebody comes into work. The one thing about this virus in its early stages, you may not even know you have it. And let's say that person comes into the office. They have it. You don't know they have it. They either cough, they sneeze, or they do something. Those pathogens get into the air. And we all know with air conditioning and heating systems, it gets circulated. So basically, Let's take a person. Let's just say that somebody comes back to work. They have COVID-19. They're sitting at their desk. They cough. They sneeze. The pathogens get in the air. What happens with your system?
Well, for example, here in my office, we say once it's been running, the room is activated because it's constantly scrubbing and cleaning the room. So if I sneeze right now in my office, by the time that bacteria gets about 3 to 4 feet away from my face, it'll be killed. It's almost an instantaneous kill.
Yeah, because they say one of the things that we've learned is that, they say we should practice social distancing of 6 feet. But if you've seen some of these videos, when a person coughs or sneezes, it can travel 28 feet or more. And then if you're in a building that has an air conditioning or a heating vent, or even worse, you're on an airplane, those droplets are being recirculated. So what you're saying is a person comes into work, they have COVID-19, they cough, sneeze, within 3 feet of them, the pathogens are killed.
Yeah, well, what we actually say, and specifically on COVID-19, we've done a lot of testing previous to this on our technology using what's called a surrogate virus. It's FCV, which is feline calicivirus. And that surrogate virus is very similar in structure to other viruses, such as SARS, MRSA, and even the COVID-19. And so although we've not tested it specifically on COVID-19 or either those other pathogens, the scientific community does accept that our tests show that the technology very effectively reduces and inactivates that FCV virus. So yes, it is very effective.
So explain to me, are they effective against viruses, or what is all caught up or purified from the air when you're running this system? So we're going to be installing it in our office. Is it installed through the air conditioning and heating system?
Yes. So what we're going to do for your office and for your home as well, we have a unit called a ProGuard induct unit, and it's going to be installed actually in your HVAC duct system. And so as the air moves through your HVAC system, it'll spread the sanitization through the ducts, sanitizing the ducts, and then right out into the room. So it's just constantly scrubbing and sanitizing the air and the surfaces in your office, as well as in your home. And I actually am installing, I have an in-home unit now, but I'm actually installing that induct unit in my home as well. Now, the other thing that you asked is what it kills. Again, it's really all pathogens, which include both viruses and bacteria, as well as molds and mildews.
And let me ask you this, and this is something I've learned just talking from medical experts. You know, we all think we're being safe because we're not going to the store and we're ordering stuff online. But the package that's delivered to your doorstep was, number one, touched by human hands, and probably somewhere on the assembly line, whether it was at Amazon or some other place, other human hands have touched it. So when you bring that cardboard box, what we have done, Gary, is any box that we get, we have a table out in the garage. We take whatever device is out of the package, get rid of the box, scrub our hands, scrub the table, bring the device inside. So let's say I install your device in my home and I get an Amazon package. I take the Amazon package, I take it into the kitchen, put it on the counter, take the stuff out, get rid of the box. If there is any trace of COVID or any kind of pathogen on that box, are you telling me if that system is running in my house, it will kill it?
Well, I'll say this. I do the exact same thing, Jim. With the packages that I receive, I take them in my garage and do the exact same process you just described. Obviously, if you left that package in your house in the sanitized air long enough, that would take place. But, you know, there are just obviously certain protocols that I think we're better off continuing to do. This is really, I think, the purpose for our sanitization system is to help really minimize the impact, but we still want to use good precautions. So, for example, if we set something down on a countertop, we still want to wash that countertop with soap and water. So we're going through all those precautions, but it definitely will be a backstop for us as well. And I'll give you a good indication. You had mentioned on an airplane, and I know that you're well aware, we have a device called our Solo Unit, which is a little air purifier that you wear around your neck. And we wear these on airplanes, and now we're actually wearing them every time we go out. So when I go out to the grocery store or a big box store, I'm wearing my air purifier on my neck, plus I'm wearing a mask. But what this air purifier does is it's sending out these high levels of ions, actually 50 million ions per cubic centimeter. So it's a very, very small area, and there's 50 million ions there, and it's just blowing them right up in front of my face, and that's pushing everything away from my face. So if someone next to me coughs or sneezes, or even as they're speaking, if some moisture comes from their mouth, this is going to just push it away from my face, protecting me. So I use that, and I really wouldn't need the mask, but I still wear the mask out of concern for others and because we're required to do it, so that I'm not passing anything to other people as well.
Yeah, I want to bring that up because you and I are aware of a friend of ours that spends every week on airplanes, and we don't know yet because he hasn't gotten tested. But right around that Christmas, New Year's time, he was on a flight, and when he landed in Toronto, he quarantined himself to a hotel for 2 weeks, and he was sick for 2 weeks. So he may have had COVID, but we ordered a device for him because he's on airplanes. He's still on airplanes, even though most of the time he's quarantined now, but we ordered that device. So this is something that people can wear when they're out in public and also when they're on airplanes.
Yes. And I've noticed myself, I fly a fair amount myself, and I was always getting off the airplane and getting a cold or a flu symptoms, various illnesses. And when I started wearing that purifier, I just don't have the problem anymore. It really mitigated that issue for me.
Well, I'm getting that device myself so that at least when I go out, I have gloves, I have a copper mask. And so this is just one more precaution. So basically, Gary, are there any types of businesses or sizes of buildings that this would be appropriate for or inappropriate for? In other words, is there a size limitation to the installing this?
Well, actually, no, there's no size limitation. We use it in all types of commercial buildings as well as residences, and it's very scalable. So, for example, in your office, we may need a certain number of units to give your office good coverage. And then if we get into a bigger facility like a manufacturing or a very, very large office, then we can just scale it up by adding additional units. So we can design the system to cover any facilities. We've installed it in biotech clean rooms, general office space, retirement homes, nursing homes, and now it's being used in hospitals as well. We actually also deal with some very large pharma-grade cannabis growers. And these are large public companies with very large indoor grows and greenhouse grows. And we put them in 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 square feet facilities.
Why would cannabis growers be using this? Just curious.
Well, they're all under state and federal regulations. So in Canada, they're under a federal regulation. In the U.S., they're under state regulations. And their product, their finished product, has to have a limited number of CFUs, colony-forming units. So that's a measurement that they use to determine how many impurities are in the product for pharma-grade product. And so we create this pristine air environment in their grow rooms. And as the product develops, it develops with much, much fewer CFUs so that they can pass the regulations. And so we go into facilities where they're failing regulations, we install our equipment, And now, because of the ProGuard sanitization technology, they start to pass their regulations.
What are some of the different applications that you're using this for? You just explained you're using this in cannabis growing, I guess you'd call them green rooms or green centers or whatever you call them. What are some other different applications that this could be used?
Well, as I mentioned, in industrial building and manufacturing, it's also very effective not only at killing pathogens, but dealing with the VOCs that cause odors. So in manufacturing processes, we use it in, to create clean rooms, biotech clean rooms. That's why it works so well in nursing homes. First of all, you have the patient's safety, but you also have odor issues from incontinence and the other things that nursing homes have to deal with. And it works very, very effectively in that type of an environment. As I mentioned, recently we started installing them in hospitals. And I know there were a number of hospitals in the New York area that were testing the product, but they stepped up and there were quite a few installations done before the COVID outbreak started taking place.
Well, I can imagine, because I just got off, in fact, early this morning with a doctor client of mine that is in the epicenter working in the hospital in New York. And she was telling me the steps that they have to go through in this room with UV light and just, all the steps they have to go through, because obviously we want to keep our first responders safe. But when you're a first responder working with COVID patients all day long, the chances of you getting COVID or passing it on to somebody else are also enhanced as well. Gary, I wonder if you might cover how expensive is this for, let's say, an office, a building, a home, and then also the device that you can wear around your neck when you're out in public or on an airplane?
Well, the pricing really varies, as you say, based on the size of the facilities and so on. The prices range anywhere from about $135 for that little unit that you wear around your neck, up to a commercial unit could be $1,000. Now, depending on the size of the building, the facility may need three or four or more of those units. So you can cover that facility for $3,000 or $4,000 plus, a little bit of an installation charge. So it's very economical and the maintenance on it is very limited. There's not much you have to do. Periodically, the main component is the PCO cell, and that will need to be replaced periodically, but that's just a couple of $100. So it's very inexpensive to keep it operating.
How long does it take to install something like this? Is this complex? Are you going to have to redo part of your HVAC system?
No, not at all. So for example, we talked about your home, and for your HVAC system, for each of your air conditioning units, those are all separate zones. So for each unit, we will be looking at installing one unit. And so the contractor will just simply cut a hole in the duct right at the beginning of the supply air and just cut a hole in that duct and insert the probe of the unit into the duct. The outer housing mounts on the outside, and then it's plugged in and it runs 24/7. And so it's a very easy install and doesn't affect your HVAC system in any way.
So in addition to removing viruses, pathogens, it also removes odors?
In a limited way. I'm not going to say it's a total solution for odor removal, and you have to have a certain intensity of the sanitization. So if it was a very intense odor, you would need more than what we're talking about right here with just using it through the air duct. You'd probably need a unit inside the room right where the odor is. But yes, it can really help with odors.
And is this anything that you have to change, like on a thermostat, a dial, or turn on or turn off? Or once it's installed, it's constantly going 24 hours a day?
Well, on the induct units, which I think are the best way for office installations, as we're talking about, and even for residences, we just run them 24 hours a day. And then you can also, depending on your HVAC system, you can set it up to just circulate the air periodically, maybe circulate the air three times an hour or something. And when you do that, it'll circulate the air and just push the sanitization out into the environment in the house. If the air conditioning or the heating is running, obviously that's going to push it out into the house. And if the air is not circulating, it'll actually build up in the duct and it'll start to spill out into the house. But the periodically running the air circulation really helps distribute it better.
And what about things that you just deal in a normal house? Dust, pollens, things like that?
It really helps. I have allergies, and What it does is it helps, it actually clumps the allergies or the pollens and the particulates. It clumps those particulates together through that ionization. It attracts the opposite charged particulate. They clump together. They're then heavier than gravity and they fall to the ground. So it removes them out of the air so you're not breathing them. And I'll just give you a real quick story. As you know, we were in the burn area of the fires here in San Diego about 10 years ago. And in fact, four houses right next door to me burned to the ground. My house was actually on fire. We saw it on fire on TV and they saved it. When we came in the house 4 days later, my insurance broker and the individual from the company out of Kansas City, they couldn't believe it. We walked in the house and the floor, we have a Mexican paver tiles, the floor was covered with black soot. What it had done is it took all of the smoke in the air, clumped it together and took it out of the air, dropped it to the floor, and we didn't smell any smoke. And they had told me they'd been in houses that were two or three blocks from the fires, and they had to remove clothing and curtains and so on to get them cleaned. We didn't have to do anything like that, and the house right next to me burned to the ground.
Are there any other things that we should talk about that we haven't brought up? We talked about pathogens, how it works in the house, mainly through your HVAC. We talked about a wearable unit that you could wear when you're going out in public or on an airplane. Anything else, Gary, that we haven't talked about?
Well, I'd say here's one thing to help understand how it works a little better. So a lot of times people think about HEPA filters and different filtration devices. And so what that is called what we call a passive system. So that filter is trying to draw the air through it to remove the particulates and remove the pathogens to get them out of the air. And so it's very limited in its effectiveness because it's not going to be able to draw everything in a room through that filter. They don't work that way. Ours is what's called the active process because we send it out into the room. You don't have to draw anything to our unit. When you put the unit in the room or you put the unit in the HVAC system, it just sends the sanitization out into the room actively. So that active versus passive is a critical distinction that makes the ProGuard brand work so well.
So finally, Gary, as we close, if our listeners would like to find out either the home system, and don't you have several products in addition to the HVAC? You also have, I think, some kind of machine that could be plugged in and do the same thing?
We do. We do. We have an in-home unit as well. Part of the issue that we're dealing with, depending on the different units, some of them we're really having trouble keeping up with the order situation and the supply chain issues, but we do. So we have some backlogs and back orders on certain products. But the best way to get a hold of me, we do have a website, and it's innovative-solutions.org. So it's the word innovative-solutions.org. And that's our commercial website. It's primarily cannabis related, although there's also a lot of other commercial information on there as well. Or they can just give me a call at Gary at 858-382-1933 here in San Diego.
Phone number one more time?
858-382-1933.
All right. Well, listen, Gary, thanks for joining us on the program.
Jim, thank you very much. As always, it's a pleasure.
You betcha. Bye-bye. I wanted to have Gary on the program because a lot of the things that they're doing are some of the things that they're doing now in hospitals and medical facilities. And we have a dear friend who travels on airplanes, and we're not sure because he hasn't been tested, but he was on a plane flight in early January and ended up quarantining himself in a hotel. He was sick for almost 2 weeks. So it was a flu. We just don't know if it was COVID, but it happened and occurred on a plane flight. He said you could hear people. It was in winter. You could hear people coughing, sneezing. And so we got him one of these wearable devices because he spends, you know, at least once a week on an airplane. And then the other thing that we were looking at is we in San Diego begin to go through different phases and reopen our office. How could we keep our office safe? In other words, when the employee's coming back, because one of the things we know about COVID is you don't know you have it in the early stages. And so we are going to be installing it in our office to keep our employees safe, as well as installing it in our home, as well as the wearable devices that we wear in public. So check out the site, look at it, and see if it makes sense for you. In the meantime, I'm Jim Poplava. Thanks for listening.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.